Absolutely, it is a startling figure, and it's a worrying figure as well. And you quite rightly say that when people are diagnosed with diabetes, it's one of the things that does concern them greatly. And of course, the more worrying thing is that we estimate that 80% of these amputations are preventable with better foot care. So it's absolutely crucial that people are aware of the risks and getting the care that they need around their feet.
And is it sort of basic looking after your feet, or why is this happening?
Well, it's a few things, really. Everybody with diabetes should get an annual foot check. And what that does, it checks the blood supply to your feet, and it checks the nerve supply, because if those are damaged, a foot problem is more likely. So it's really important that they get that check and that the check is done properly, so the shoes and socks are taken off and the feet are examined properly. So that's the first thing. And as I say, everyone with diabetes should have that. But also, people with diabetes need to be aware of what they can do at home to look after their feet as well. And really, we'd advise that everybody with diabetes checks their feet every day, or if they're not able to do it themselves, perhaps a family member does it. And they're looking for signs of skin breaks, redness, swelling, changing colour, those types of things. And if they're seeing these problems in their feet, they should be getting help straight away. And then when they get help, it's really important it's coming from the specialists.
And we should also point out, this can also happen to hands as well.
It can. It's less common. The feet are much, much more common than the. You can get nerve problems to the hands, but it's much less common than the feet. So this is really sort of why we focus on feet. And the other thing, of course, with feet is they're things that we tend to put in our shoes and socks and forget about, where our hands are sort of with us every moment of the day.
Absolutely. Then they're not the sort of things you want to keep looking at.
And that's right. Yeah.
Some people are concerned anyway. But we're talking also about the rise in diabetes and. Diabetes 2 in particular, it's down to diet and your lifestyle and your health.
It's partly down to your diet and lifestyle. Type 2 diabetes, there are three main risk factors, so three main things that means you're more likely to get it. One of those is carrying extra weight or not being physically active. And that's obviously the one thing that you can do something about. But there are other risk factors too, one being your age, so you're more likely to get it if you're more than 40, and also your family history. So if you've got a parent or a brother or sister with type 2 diabetes, that really increases your risk too. But it's important that people know that even if they are getting older or they've got type 2 diabetes in their family, they can still do a lot to reduce their risk by following a healthy lifestyle and keeping to a healthy weight. I think sometimes people think, oh, it's in my family, it's inevitable, I'm going to get it. Not necessarily. You can still do quite a lot yourself.
And if somebody is diagnosed with diabetes too, I know a couple of people who have changed their lifestyles and have rid themselves of diabetes.
Well, yeah, we do hear of people who say, oh, my type 2 diabetes is cured. We never actually say it's cured. I think it's probably fair to say it's gone into remission, because, of course, they've done amazing work by, you know, losing a lot of weight, which means basically that your blood glucose levels can come back down to normal. So in effect, it feels like the diabetes has gone away. But obviously you need to be aware that if you put on the weight again, or even getting older, it could mean that the blood sugars start to rise again. So that's not to negate amazing work that people have done by losing weight and bringing their levels back down to normal, but just to be aware that it hasn't necessarily gone away for good.
Are there any symptoms that we can check for ourselves and to maybe that might indicate that we may have diabetes?
Absolutely, there are. I've already mentioned the risk factors. So if you've got those risk factors, it's worth having a chat to your doctor or your nurse about, you know, whether a test for type 2 diabetes might be sensible. As well as that, there are symptoms. The trouble with the symptoms is they can be a little bit vague and sort of easy to ignore, because we're talking about things like feeling very thirsty, needing to pass urine regularly, things like a little bit blurred vision, slow healing of cuts and wounds, and those types of things. And all these symptoms are very easily put down to getting older. And you think, oh, yeah, of course I need to get on the night for a wee, you know, I'm 60 or whatever it is, it's natural. It may not be. It may be type 2 diabetes that needs treating. So I would say to people, if they have got any of these symptoms, don't necessarily put it down to just part of getting older. It could be type 2 diabetes, and if it is, it can be treated.
And we keep hearing sort of various, you can now get these checks at home, you can do home checks. Do they work, or is it better to go to your GP?
It's always better to go to your GP, to be honest. We couldn't guarantee the home checks are reliable. That's not to say they're not, but, you know, there's a big risk there. But also, I think it's important, if you're going to get a diagnosis of type 2 diabetes, it's important you get that from a doctor or a nurse who can then tell you what to do about it and help you and support you. Because what's crucial with diabetes is that you're given the support and education so you know how to look after it yourself. You're with type 2 diabetes all the time. So that's absolutely crucial that people are telling you how to look after it. And to be quite frank, if you do a home test, it's likely that your doctor would repeat it anyway.
And type 1 diabetes is, that's usually, that's a different type of diabetes. Does it normally just develop in younger people, or can type 1 diabetes develop in later years?
You're absolutely right. Type 1 diabetes is a totally different condition, and it's not caused by any lifestyle factors or anything like that. We don't fully know what causes it. It's much more common in younger people. Under 40 is the most common time to get it, and particularly in childhood. You can get it at a later date, that's very true to say. The majority are diagnosed before the age of 40, but we do hear of older people developing it too.
Well, it's my cousin was diagnosed, I think, when she was 6, and I'm the sort of person, I can't do needles, but I think it's possibly nearly better to be diagnosed because you don't know anything else.
Well, that's an ongoing debate, and people have their own view on that. Yes, you're right. If you're diagnosed as a very young child, you've probably not remembered life without it. That can help some people, certainly. But then others will look at lives of people who don't have type 1 diabetes and still sort of have a difficulty thinking, oh, you know, it's I've got all this extra to do with my life, even though they've never known anything different, if you see what I mean.
Absolutely.
Yeah, everyone's different on that one.
And I met somebody recently who was diagnosed just a couple of years ago, and he said he always had a phobia for needles, etc. But somehow, he said, when you know it's your health, you do actually cope.
Absolutely. I mean, let's be honest, nobody wants to stick needles in themselves.
No.
And particularly when you think of having to do that for a child or a child doing it themselves, it's a terribly traumatic experience. It really can be a big, big difficulty. The majority of children and young people do accept it and learn to live with it, and you're absolutely right, insulin is the way that they stay alive, so it's crucial. But it's yes, it can have a big, big issue on a big effect on a family and the way they live and work.
Well, it's items like this that we've seen highlighted on the news today that will hopefully bring down the level of the amputees, because once again, people, while they do know they should do these things, it's just bringing the point home, you should keep checking, and as I say, particularly check the part of your anatomy, your little feet, that you don't often look at.
That's absolutely right. And I know a lot of people who are diagnosed with diabetes, be it type 1 or type 2, the complications are the things that frighten them the most. And the thought of losing a limb or part of a limb is absolutely devastating. And it's very, very easy to think, I don't want to think about it, I'm not going to look at it, and deny it.
Out of sight, out of mind.
Yes. And I would urge people to, it is scary, or it can be scary, but if you have a problem and you catch it early, there is a very good chance that it can be treated before it becomes a big problem. So I really would urge people to don't bury your head in the sand. There's a lot of help out there. If you have or suspect you have a problem with your feet, get to your doctor straight away, get the care you need, and likely that that it doesn't develop into a big problem.
Lovely. Libby, thank you so much indeed for coming on today.
That's a pleasure.
And lovely to talk to you, and have a good day.
Thank you very much indeed. Thanks.
Libby Dowling, Clinical Advisor for Diabetes UK.